Hello, and welcome to This Old Valley. I am your host, Jonathan Lancelota, the show where we like to tell you about all the cool, unique places in the San Fernando Valley. And as we like to say here, there's more to the valley than just traffic. As a college student, nothing brings me more joy than hearing the words, classes canceled, or free beer. And on today's episode, our guest is from the San Fernando Brewing Company, a craft brewery located right here in the beautiful San Fernando Valley. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad to not only talk about the Valley, but introduce you all to my brewery and what we can offer the Valley.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do in the brewery?
Great question. Yeah, so my name is Mike. I'm actually from San Fernando Brewing Company, as mentioned. I'm the sales rep, and so it's my job really to focus getting the beer from the brewery in our tap room to your local bars, your local restaurants, and getting us on tap and on the shelves. So as difficult as it might sound, I got to go to bars, I got to go to restaurants, I got to introduce myself and my beer to store owners and shop owners, but also really just get the name out there.
So how long has the brewery been around, and can you tell us a little history about it?
Yeah, definitely. So San Fernando Valley is slowly becoming a craft beer destination. Before, you could only find these things like in San Diego, San Francisco, further up north and out of state. Lately, you've been having a lot of people popping up not only all over LA, but most importantly here in the Valley too. We are, I guess you could say, the second major brewery to come out of the Valley, outside of the big boy Budweiser, we've been in business for 4 years this August. It all started off with one of my owners. He was a home brewer. He had some debt to pay from college, so we can all relate to that. He had some outstanding bills. He's like, okay, I can do math, and I know how to make beer. So I got to pay off the bills with, that taught me how to do math, so I'm going to make beer. So he entered a bunch of homebrew competitions, was winning those, and he got enough courage to open his doors for a brewery. And here we are 4 years later, the second largest brewer in the Valley, and just thriving and keep me going from there.
Congratulations on reaching your 4-year anniversary of the brewery. So that's pretty much the story behind the main founder, right?
Correct. And then we have a bunch of other little side stories. We can talk about that real quick. For those of you who are familiar with our product, our logo was the almost like the mission bells, the thing you pretty much see on the 101 freeway, the El Camino Real. Being that San Fernando is a mission city, you do have the mission of San Fernando. It's only a quarter mile from the brewery. We wanted to pay homage to that. So we got that logo, we did it. But originally, too, we called ourselves Street Sign Brewing because my owner, he had a street sign that fell down in front of his house. He kept calling the city, hey, the street sign's down, can you pick it up, keep it up? They never did. So after 2 weeks, he said, you know what, I'm just going to get it. He cut it out, he framed it, and that street sign actually was the very first little brewery system that he built it on. So it was framed from a street sign. So it kind of originated from Street Sign Brewing. And then when we moved over to San Fernando, we're like, okay, you know what? We'll get that logo and we'll honor the logo with a little bit with not only the mission history, but also the brand history of how the brewery actually started. And if you go to our brewery today, you will still see that system with, sure enough, the square bar with the holes in it, it's still there in the back of the office. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Wow, that's a part of history right there. How many employees do you guys currently have?
So full-time employees, we're a mom and pop, we're small business. Full-time employees is only about 4 of us. 3 brewers and the sales rep. So that's kind of, we make it happen, but we couldn't make it happen without, most importantly, our taproom staff. Our taproom staff, if you come in, you have a beer with us, you'll see their smiling faces, their personalities. We have about 8 of us in there, too. Not to mention the people, that are paying, I guess, themselves off the clock. My owners are 2 brothers who actually married 2 sisters. So the joke is that when the older brother was going to go to his girlfriend's house, the parents say, take your little brother. And so we take the little brother, and sure enough, the little brother fell in love with the little sister. And so it's kind of a funny story there. So you'll see Joe, Vic, who are the 2 owners, and then their wives, Sasha and Nora, they'll be helping out the brewery too. But at the end of the day, you had their mother-in-law's helping out. I mean, it's a small organization. Any small business will tell you that you can't get by without the help from your friends and neighbors, and that's kind of what we are still. We're just, all of our employees are either A, people that our owners knew before we opened the brewery, or like myself, people who used to drink there, and we pretty much became such a staple that, hey, you know what, let's offer them jobs here too. So we're all just giving back to the opportunities of the people who come drink with us, to have fun with us, and people who actually honor and respect the brand and what it is.
It's very different than the bigger corporations.
Yeah, we don't have any hiring events. Yeah, there's no, nothing like that. It's, it, it, we know, Your interview process is how you behave at the brewery your first day you walk in.
So what was the reason for creating a brewery about the San Fernando Valley, and like how do you guys really connect it to the local image of the valley?
Perfect. My owners are born and raised in the valley. I'm born, my kids are from the valley. We're all very valley-centric, very valley-oriented. We couldn't be where we are without the schools here, without the community here. So when it came time to naming a brewery, we just said, you know what, we need to do something that, one, gives us back to the community that we grew up in, but also helps identify it outside of the valley. So when people hear the name San Fernando Brewing Company, there's no question like, oh, I wonder where they're from. You know, if we were to name ourselves like, you know, Razorback Brewery, people are like, oh, what's Razorback? Where's that? Oh, it's in the city. Who knows what it'd been? Well, we wanted to call ourselves something distinctive to the area, something that people outside of the valley can recognize and identify with. And one of the things that I've noticed being the sales rep is anytime you leave the valley, people don't even know there's actually a city called San Fernando. People always think that, oh, what? San Fernando's a city in San Fernando? They just think it's a valley. So this kind of helps that too. It brings awareness to the valley, the area, the community we grew up in, and just helping flourish that system, that image. Being that we opened in the city of San Fernando, there's nothing else like us in that area. Craft beer and San Fernando don't necessarily go hand in hand. People usually think tacos or, you know, stuff like that, of which, you know, we're all a fan of. But when it came to opening a brewery, we wanted to make sure that we had that image and really shape it for the next generation of people coming in, helping thrive the area and the community. And we just wanted to pay homage to that because it helps out everybody in the community.
Nice. And you mentioned earlier, too, that, you know, you started working there because you used to go to the brewery. So my question is, like, is working at the brewery different than what you thought it was going to be originally?
Great. It's a lot of stuff that you realize, a lot of behind the scenes, you don't really realize what happens at a brewery. I mean, you know, yeah, you go to bars all the time, you go to restaurants all the time, and then thinking, oh, yeah, working for a brewery sounds fun and easy. And then you start really realizing, like, it starts off from, a gallon of water. You know, that's pretty much, you get a gallon of water, and then you mix your ingredients into it, you create this beer, you put it in kegs, you get it out, and you almost forget that at the end of the day, you still need vehicles to transport your beer. You still need glassware. You need all this stuff that you kind of don't really think about when you're drinking or actually enjoying the product. And so it's an eye-opening experience because you think, wow, there's so much more to my favorite drink than I thought. So in that case, yes, it's different from what I imagined it being. But at the same time, too, I never imagined having this much fun with it. Going to these restaurants and bars and meeting these owners and some of them are still my friends. You know, they text me happy birthday when it was my birthday. I text them. It's one of those things where it's small business helping small business. We are a small independent brewery. We help out small independent restaurants, independent bars. You know, what you don't get from the big boys, you get from us, meaning that you won't necessarily see like the president of, you know, corporate beer walk in and have dinner with you. But you'll see my owner, myself, will walk in and have lunch at where we have our beer at. We'll shop at these stores. These are the places we take our kids to eat. This is where we go shopping at. And so we're just helping, you know, the community with each other. And that's the ultimate fun part, too, because you are helping each other out with so many things, not just financial, but ultimately connections within the community.
That was a very nice answer. This is another question that might relate to, you know, drinking beer there originally, then getting a job is, what was the first craft beer that you drank that really made you want to get into craft brewing?
Gotcha. I guess it would be something as simple as like Carl Strauss. I mean, you forget how, you know, Carl Strauss are based in San Diego. You have one of their restaurants right here in City Walk. One time I remember going to City Walk, finally being 21, walking out of, or should I say stumbling out of, oh my goodness, I forgot the name of the restaurant there. But looking up and saying, hey, there's Carl Strauss, let's go drink there. And then having, I guess you could say, a beer with flavor. You know, it wasn't your traditional ice cold lager, Brand X, which we all know what Brand X is. It's something different, something with flavor, something with malt, something with, you know, caramel backings. You're like, whoa, what is this stuff? And I remember the server who helped pour me that beer, walked me through it and saying, oh, this is what a craft beer tastes like. This is technically an ale. It's no longer a lager. Walking down through the different styles of beer really helped open your eyes. Like, wow, I just thought all I had to drink was this and this, or put a lime on top of this beer and it tastes different. But no, there's so many other unique flavors and styles out there, and that's what got me going with that. Excuse me. The other thing that helped me too was, again, you know, Carl Strauss is a smaller, it's a, one of the bigger boys now, but at the time it was a small. And you start seeing that again, like, okay, this is a small business. So you start looking at other small businesses, and you're like, wow, all these other craft breweries are smaller businesses. And so it just helps out with that. So that's kind of what not only interested me in the craft beer world, but kept me going. So it, I guess the that's the long answer. The short answer is good beer.
Smaller, you know, craft brewing companies are really starting to pop up more often now. Craft beer is really taking off, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, originally, even when I first started, we only had about 56 craft beers in what we call the LA Beer Guild. Pretty much any brewery that's registered with the county of Los Angeles, we all come together. We do events and stuff like that. So when I started just 2 years ago, it was about 56. This last meeting we had in February, we were up to 83 now. So they are popping up rather quickly. Unfortunately, you have seen some close their doors. But usually with, you know, people leaving, they either merge with other companies and create and then go at it again and have a different brewery. So you are seeing kind of a little downfall too, but it's something that we are welcome, especially as a beer drinker, because now you can get, oh wow, now I have a new one in my backyard. I have a new one in this, you know, in this area. So it's kind of nice seeing you don't have to go all the way down to downtown Los Angeles to have craft beer. You can go stay here in the valley and have the four major ones here. You can go to Burbank and experience the Burbank breweries. Go up north to like the Antelope Valley to Santa Clarita Valley and experience those breweries too. It's a good industry to like see and flourish. And then at the end of the day, you know, we all become friends because we're not the big corporate. We're not the big bad guys. You know, the corporates are the bad guys. So, you know, people from other breweries will come into our brewery and we'll just get along. I'll go to other breweries and they'll welcome me with open arms. It's like this, almost like this family atmosphere that you have, because at the end of the day, you know, we're David going up against Goliath, I guess is the way to say it.
Speaking about the other breweries that you mentioned in the Valley, do you guys work with the other breweries here in the Valley, or is it much like competition, or is it more like friendly competition?
Competition is, like I said, when you, there are a lot of bars and there's a lot of restaurants in the Valley. That's the good thing about, you know, living out here. You can wake up one morning, go, you can have, you know, Thai for breakfast, Mexican for lunch, and, you know, Korean for dinner. And you're like, wow, And I barely left, you know, a mile from my house because it's such a plethora of stuff. Competition that we see it as, it's always, if I walk into a restaurant or bar and I see one of my fellow Valley breweries on tap, I'm not going after that handle. I'm going to go after, you know, the bigger name ones. You know, let me go after your red ale from that company, you know, because you already have a IPA from one of my neighbors. So that's kind of what it is there. Not real competition with that. We always do events together. There's always going to have like beer festivals, local beer festivals. For example, there's the Van Nuys Courthouse that we were all at. Coming up in June, you're going to have LA Beer Week, where we all get together and go to different events and festivals there. And they'll put us like in the same gardens together. So we're not only we're neighbors in the community, but when we go to these festivals, we're neighbors at these tents. And it's just that camaraderie that we get along with there. We have yet to do a collab, meaning like, you know, Brewery A teamed up with Brewery B and made a beer together. However, it is something we are open to, something we are willing to explore, especially with a fellow small craft brewery, because that's way it helps out introduce our beer to their patrons, and their patrons, you know, get to experience something different, and then our patrons experience their beer. So it's a good little workaround with that. We have yet to do that, but we're definitely open to that.
And going back to the question about your first craft beer, so what type of beer do you guys brew, and like, what's the difference between, say, like an ale or like a pilsner?
God, great question. We create five styles at the brewery. We have an IPA, we have a pale ale, a stout, a red ale, and a wheat. From there, we do variations. So, for example, our Wolfskill IPA, named after the Wolfskill Street in San Fernando, one of the founding fathers, his last name was Wolfskill, so. Again, a tip to the Valley from there. Our Wolfskill is the base to our Grapefruit IPA. So our Grapefruits of Wrath IPA is, I love that name. It's a tip to the good old, you know, book by Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath. We figured they were coming to California. They probably would have ended up in San Fernando Valley. And it's a play on words. We put grapefruit, you know, we actually use real grapefruit in our beer. So the grapefruits of wrath, we just kind of went out that. So we have, again, the IPA styles. You have three different varieties of that. A rye, an IPA cube, the grapefruit, and then the typical one. Our O'Melveny Red Ale, which is a red ale, comes from the name from the O'Melveny Street that's in San Fernando. The second largest park in LA County is the O'Melveny Park, which is also in San Fernando. So it's, again, a tip off to that, too. So you have that. Then you have our Royal Road Pale Ale. Pale Ale is a cross between like a very light ale and an IPA. So for those people who don't like the bitterness of an IPA, it's kind of like a good little introduction to it because it's still smooth and crisp, but has a little bit of an IPA kick. So if you're not ready to go full-blown IPA, that's a good little, I call it the training wheel beer. It kind of introduces you to that there. And then the stout, everybody knows Guinness. Guinness is a great stout. We have the Stony Point Stout, named after Stony Point Park. That's right here, you know, off of the 118. Again, a tip to the valley for there. People hike there. My owners hike there. So we figured, you know what? We're going to name a beer Stony Point. So it's our Stony Point Stout. So stouts are your darker beers. You're almost like your coffee, chocolate-flavored beer. We don't actually add coffee or chocolate to the beer, but it's just in the roasting of the grain. So what you're tasting is ultimately like the roast that gives it like that coffee feel to it. And then we have an American wheat ale, which is we call the Sonora wheat. Sonora wheat was actually native to San Fernando Valley, pretty much all of Southern California. So we still pay homage to that, my goodness, with the Sonora wheat that we use in the beer. So it's a good local flavor, nice, crisp, easy drinking. It's the closest thing to an actual lager. And I guess in wine, you have red wines and you have white wines. With beer, you have ales and you have lagers. Lagers are going to be your stuff like your Bud Lights, your Miller Lights, your Coronas. They're going to be light in color, little light in flavor, and preferred cold. And then you have your ales. Your ales are going to be a little bit darker in color, more on your palate, little stronger in alcohol content. And you can serve those not necessarily ice cold, like in 32 to 40 degrees range, like you would want in lager. But you can have this at like at a 64 degrees, and it actually opens up, sort of like how red wine opens up. If you aerate it, these beers, if they start warming up a little bit, they don't necessarily go bad, like skunky, like you would get with lager. They actually start opening up in flavor, like a stout you can enjoy at room temperature, and it's going to be just as good as, if not better, than you would if you had it fresh out of the fridge.
And personally, what's your favorite kind to drink?
My favorite kind of beer to drink are red ales. The Red Trolley from Carl Strauss is a great one. The Jeremiah Red from BJ's is a great one. So when I was on my hunt for a red ale, I had a friend of mine tell me, oh, you got to check out this place called San Fernando Brewing Company. They make a great red. I walked into that, you know, that brewery 3 years ago, and I have yet to walk out. I was there so long, I became an employee. I love that beer. Red beers are my favorite ones. Just that caramel, malty flavor that you get from it, you don't get from any other ones. For me, I'm kind of a wussy when it comes to IPAs. IPAs are a little bit too danky, too overpowering for my taste. But that's, you know, not to knock on them at all, because they're pretty much what helped create the craft beer industry. So yeah, the red ales are my personal favorite.
And this is kind of going back to all the different, you know, beers that you guys have in your own brewery. How do you guys come up with ideas for new flavors?
Our master brewer, Brent, he's been commercial brewing for over 15 years. Came from other breweries, and he is a madman when it comes to these recipes. I mean, we never would have thought that we have a cucumber pale ale. We call it the cucumber pale. It's a simple name. But we never would have thought about putting cucumbers in a pail without him saying, you know what, if we actually get these Persian, these English cucumbers, and we cut them up and we put them in, it's going to help balance out the hops and bring a good flavor for it. And we're like, what are you talking? We did it, and it works. He came up with the mango IPA that we have there, a formula for that, the grapefruits of wrath. It's one of those things where you just think, that doesn't make sense. And when you make it, it's like, oh my goodness, this does make sense. And he's been truly helpful for that. That's where we get our ingredients from. We have really, really fun naming these beers. We have a rye IPA, so it's an IPA made with rye grain as opposed to just regular two-row. We call it the Marty McRye because it's a rye IPA. It's an ode to the valley. You know, Back to the Future was filmed here in Arleta, so San Fernando Valley again, so we call it the Marty McRye. We have the Imperial Death Star Stout because it's an Imperial Stout. And we just said, you know what? Imperial sounds Star Wars-y. Let's call it the Death Star because we're all a bunch of Star Wars geeks over here. And they just went hand in hand in there. So we have fun not only creating beers, but also naming of them as well, too.
So a lot of the beers you guys have pay homage to the Valley.
That's what we focus on. I mean, we're a craft beer community-focused location. You walk into our brewery, we don't have TVs. We play music in the background. And we like that because you can walk in and make a new friend. You can meet, you know, police officers, lawyers, all from the community right there, and just have a good time with each other.
Right. And do you guys host any special events in the Valley? I know you mentioned about your tasting room.
Correct. So what we do is, again, the way we help give back to the community is venues. If you have a bunch of people you want to bring on and you don't have space at your own house, you start looking out and people want room rental fees or minimums or this and that. We don't have any of that. People call us and say, hey, you know what? I want to hold my graduation party there. Oh, my having a quinceañera afterwards. Can I come in? And we say, sure. You know, just let us know how many people. We reserve the table for you. You show up. As long as it's less than 20 people, there's no minimum. You can bring in your own outside food. You can do all that stuff. We've hosted fundraisers for San Fernando Med, which is MEND. It's a community outreach program to help clothe and feed homeless people. We've done fundraising events for the San Fernando Police Department. They're having a run from Barstow to Vegas, and they needed to raise funds for that, so they hosted it at the brewery. We've done things for Toys for Tots. We've done a lot of community outreach programs within the brewery walls themselves. So outside of finding us out at your local events, like, for example, there's a charity golf event that happens once a year. We're one of the primary sponsors for that to help put that together. So that's outside of the community. And then within the community, within the walls of the brewery, we host countless events to help fundraising or awareness for local charities. We had Girl Scout cookies being sold there recently, so helping support little Girl Scout cookies and with the sales of that. So whatever we can do to help out, we're completely open to it.
You guys are very invested into the Valley.
We are because we're members of the same community. You know, we play, we eat, we work there, so we want to make sure we help thrive the community as well too.
And another question I want to ask, this is a little bit off on the brewery, but what's your favorite part of the Valley?
My personal favorite part of the Valley, I mean, I'm a little biased, so I'm going to say the Northeast Valley. So we're talking, you know, Sylmar, San Fernando. I love it out there because that's where my family is. That's where my house is. That's where my job is. But also because I feel Veterans Park, for those of you who haven't been to Veterans Park, it's an amazing park with amazing trails. So if you ever want to go hiking, you know, it's much more difficult than Runyon, but breathtaking views of the valley and everything like that. So my personal perspective of that is going to be the Northeast Valley.
Northeast Valley. All right, Mike, I want to thank you for joining me today, and best of luck of the brewery. It's called the San Fernando Brewing Company, located in the city of San Fernando. For more information, go to kpcradio.com. Do you have an Instagram or Twitter
where they could follow you? Excuse me, yeah. So you can find us at www.sanfernandobrewingco.com. I know it's a long one. .com. Or if you just look us up on Instagram, it's SFE Brewing. You can find us on that. Again, it's an easy way. The way I help people remind us, we're the San Fernando Brewing Company, located in the city of San Fernando off of San Fernando Road. So we're San Fernando'd out.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for having me.
Coming up next week on the show, we have the owner of My Valley Pass, a travel page about the San Fernando Valley. I want to thank you for listening to me today, and I hope you join me next week. Signing off.